We're going to steer away from Washington to the car lot. Faced with an increase in loans gone bad and car repossessions in a down economy, car dealerships are turning to technology to prevent delinquent owners from turning on their cars. Goodbye, repo man. Hello, disabler. The disabler is a palm-sized box that is inserted inside the car and wired to the ignition. Depending on the model the dealer uses, it can send warnings to the driver or it can shut down the engine entirely. For more on how these work, we turn to Mark Barr. He's the general manager at South Jersey Auto Finance. He joins us from Glasper, New Jersey. Hello.
Hello.
So could you explain how the disabler works? When do drivers get warnings and when do the dealers cut off the cord?
Depends on what device you use. The older devices we used to use, the day before a customer's payment's due, used to beep to let them remind them. The new devices we use are more of a cellular base where we can send a signal at any time to disable a starter. So we do not send a signal to the customer, any warning to the customer. However, all our customers know the devices are in the vehicle and why they're used. So after 3 days of non-payment and no contact from the customer, we send the signal to the vehicle to disable the vehicle so the customer will call us.
So you don't issue warnings anymore. Now you just turn it off if they miss a payment.
If they miss a payment and they don't return any of our phone calls.
You know, when you were sending warnings, I'm wondering what that warning sounded like and why you decided not to continue with that.
Well, the warning was a beeping noise inside their vehicle coming from a keypad that was in their vehicle. The keypad device worked very well. However, we had a lot of user error because the customers had to put codes into the device every pay cycle. And the error rate caused a lot of man time hours for customers calling in, saying their car was off, when in actuality it was just a input error. So we switched over to the new devices that we send out a signal to the vehicle if we want the car to be deactivated.
So you turn on this disabler, which essentially turns off the car, after how long a grace period?
Well, we tell the customers there is no grace period. Contractually, they have 10 days before we charge them a late fee. However, we're not looking to charge late fees. We're just looking to have a timely payment. So what we do is after 3 days of no contact from the customer, we will shut off the vehicle so that they will give us a call to make arrangements on their account.
And what happens when the driver gets by and the wheel inserts the key?
The car will just crank over and nothing will happen.
So do you use this disabler in all the cars you move off your lot or only in cases where you're dealing with someone you perceive to be a high-risk buyer?
Well, we use them in two lots that we do business with, and all the customers we do business with get the device in there. All our customers are considered high-risk customers.
So how often are you actually shutting cars down?
Well, we have a portfolio of about a little bit over 1,000 accounts, and I would have to say roughly it's only about 10 accounts a week, 10 to 15.
So I guess this is good news for you. It allows you to keep in contact with someone who might be behind in their payments if they're ignoring your phone calls or your letters. Is it bad news, though, for the repo man? Are you trying to put him out of work?
I love my repo man. He's a great guy. However, I mean, the least business I send to him, the better for me.
Well, Mr. Barr, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Mark Barr is the general manager at South Jersey Auto Finance.